happening.
I'm a mess.
What do you mean it's happening?
Wait, let me pay you.
You son of a bitch.
Hi, yes, welcome to another episode of the Lemme Your Fears podcast.
I hate you.
I'm one of your very much privileged and esteemed hosts, Imani Wilson. I've got with me here as well the ever-talented
Supreme.
And to my left, the producer extraordinaire and wears many other hats on this pod.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is that? Strange. I was just going to say. Because that's going to be you in post. Come on. And then also featured with us as well here, a guest sitting in.
Jew bastard.
You can't say that.
Is of the Jewish faith. That you were brought up Jewish?
Can I brought up the Jew, and I'm gonna die a Jew. No.
So I'm thinking.
Call me Spencer, the super semi.
That way.
I love it. Let it go because it's authentic. It's authentic. Oh, come the fuck on.
Why can't we do that?
Why the fuck can't we do that?
If his heathen that he picked it.
He's the one to say it.
Hey, he picked it. Cool.
That's what I was going to say.
He just did.
Plus, isn't there that comedian from New York?
Why don't you go sell more advertising?
The big gay Jew, whatever the fuck his name.
Fat Jew.
Big fat Jew. That motherfucker runs with that. There you go.
Sorry.
Is he still a thing?
Yes, he's still a thing.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, and then also featured, of course, here back from Albano is
AK.
Yep. AK. So the table is set for this evening. We were just stuffing our fucking faces and definitely talking in a roundabout about a bunch of things. And you need not worry,
can you
motherfuckers.
Lock
what down?
It's swinging.
Is it swinging?
That's what she said.
God damn it, Strange. I'm serious about those grand slams. You're just fucking.
You have no proof of what I do, okay? You have no proof. You have no witnesses.
Okay.
All right.
But your face could be read like a book.
Yeah. I have glasses, so I don't.
So do I.
I have glasses.
Yeah, that means we have extra power to see through your bullshit.
Like a monster in a beer upstairs. What? Okay, my husband's name usually is Shenya. It's now been turned into Kyle.
What? Gav is going upstairs to get right.
He's getting right, and by getting right, he's taken a monster and an IPA into bed with him. What he plans on doing.
He's like, it's 10:55.
It's beyond my knowledge. Yeah, it's 10:35. Do you know where you're? Do you know where your Shenya's at?
It's like, do you know where the turnip is? Up
that's
there.
Right there.
That way. So, yeah, I figured we'd go ahead and have another episode, which, you know, I'm not dying or behind the bead mask. Or any of those particular things. And none of this fucking, I was going to say, none of this non-NSFW. None of this SJW, the fucking coldest winter solstice of our fucking emotional soul forbearances and shit. We're okay. We're all right. We got through it. All right. Still breathing. Still able to get out. I mean, it's good. It's all right to, you know, occasionally show some fucking feeling. You know, tell people how you actually really feel instead of just trying to be so entertaining all the time.
I'm sad.
Thank you. Thank you. Instead of just that, I'm sad, so let's hold hands as we work through it for another time.
Can you say that as Bane, though?
Let's hold hands as we try to work through it for another time. So, you know, I'm just looking at it like, look, it's nothing wrong with expressing yourself and all that shit. But then I think about the people that's like, I'm going to sit down for 45 minutes to hear random strangers cry. Basically without crying. Wow. And I'm just like, whoa, this is so heavy.
I want to hear random strangers cry.
And the thing is, it's beautiful the sentiments that were shared. You bared your soul. Thank you. I love you for it. You were there to anchor us. Thank you. I love the for love you for you two fucks. You guys already know I love you for this shit. But I was like, God damn it, this is some fucking like real somber shit.
We want to hear the fucked up side of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that not entertaining?
Yes, entertaining.
Are you not entertained?
I am entertained.
I was just worried that we were going into this really like coldest winter ever. You know,
I was feeling like that.
Like, and everything's like, hey guys, it's so cold outside. Can you hold us for a second? All right, you know, just bring it in. All right, get your chamomile tea, get your fucking best knitted something, and sit down and take this shit in. So I made sure upon this bit that we were in great spirits. The fucking house, of course, all the festivities from AK, everything. You know, as beautiful as always.
I'm on drugs.
Physically, spiritually.
Ash is on drugs. Evie brought through quesadillas. Fucking Strange had pasta for himself.
He really did this shirt, Eddie.
I'm sorry.
None of that shit. He fucked that pasta up with such extreme prejudice. I mean,
my quesadilla gave me none.
The pasta's here. It's community pasta.
Community pasta.
Community pasta.
Community pasta just doesn't ever seem like that's a good fucking
idea. I mean, community pie just sounds dirty.
Yeah, community pasta sounds really, really bad.
Community anything sounds bad.
Yeah, like community dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially bad.
I mean, Ashley should know about that. Anyway.
Wow.
Ashley should know about that.
All right, see, you know what, Ashley? See, he's coming out the corner because all the shit that we were making fun of him off recording.
I know.
So I'm going to take this opportunity now. Don't you fucking scrub it. All right, don't you fucking scrub it. Yes, I'm gonna make sure because I know he's gonna fucking do it. He's gonna hear it like, oh, I'm gonna start here, and because this motherfucker likes to hand. So, I did a recorded advertising post for the sponsor of the show, Anchor, which you can absolutely hear this on Anchor.fm and other platforms hosted by it. And I did all of that shit through. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. So, leading into it, basically, I did some advertising for the show because now we're advertising because we need dollars because, you know, this shit ain't for free.
That's right.
And then what I noticed, what was for motherfucking free, as I woke up this morning from a bevy of, like bated breath and fucking so many different pills. Like, I'm looking at this shit, like my side table looks like the fucking cover of Daytona. For Pusha T's album, it looks like fucking Whitney Houston's bathroom.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks like Whitney Houston's bathroom. Okay, the cover of Pusha T's Daytona album is fucking Whitney Houston's bathroom when they found in the tub.
Stop.
So I've got bottles of shit.
But it's something like her. You can swim.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, since the seventh grade.
I don't even want to say the word Jesus. I mean Satan. Praise him.
There he goes. There goes our check.
Chaos reigns.
There goes that one check.
Chaos reigns.
The unofficial fifth fucking member is rearing his head. Other people got
Hitler. Just to let everyone know,
this
we're now
podcast
sponsored.
Has Satan.
Just to let you know, we're sponsored by. We're sponsored by Mower.
No, that's what I'm gonna say. Fuck that bitch. Fuck Whitney Houston, because you know what? You got the Amy Winehouses of the world that don't live, and you got the Keith Richards that plow through.
This is true. And she did find some way.
If you don't test your fucking tolerance, you'll never know what you're gonna do.
And she tested her tolerance.
Kind of
unfortunately,
true.
She couldn't, you know, she...
At least...
It was sinking. Look at this one.
She was in the bathtub. At least the body stayed warm, so she didn't go to rigor mortis that fast.
That's right. Hey, it was sink or swim. Listen, it was sink or swim for her, and she sank. So...
This is exactly.
But you know what? Only a person like that would sink due to what they are because those people don't learn how to swim. It's a bathtub. It's fucking 2 feet deep. How the fuck can you sink and drown?
Watch your chair straight.
I'm telling you.
You just slouch under the water and you're done.
I'm telling you.
This is the kind of episode I have looked forward to for a long time.
The bitch was 5 foot 9. The average bathtub fills 5 foot 5. So there were 4 inches. So her fucking back was above the fucking head and her feet were touching the other end of the bathtub.
Thank you. This is the fucking truth.
I mean, look. Just saying.
Go ahead. Defend her more, Mr.
No. Just saying.
That was my original point.
I'm just saying. Maybe the whole family needs to stay away from bathtubs and water for quite a while. Because.
I will fucking give you free water wings. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, like mother, like daughter.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
And I say this from my original point was.
Where was Aquaman when they needed him?
This motherfucker was giving
them. Water, so
if I fail, if I succeed, they can't take away my dignity.
Supreme, I may have asked for too much.
Yes,
I may have asked for too much.
I don't know.
I spoke about Dark, and this shit is Vanta Black. Yeah. You know, Vanta Black is the darkest. I'm talking like light can't escape it. So yeah, I love this shit.
Can we go back to the pinkest pink?
I'm still kind of like.
But what I'm gonna say is, fuck man, this is kind of fucking exhilarating. I'm not even gonna lie to you I didn't think it was gonna get this fucking real.
It's going swimmingly well.
That's what happens when you bring
the token Jew.
It's going swimmingly well.
This is what happens when you bring your bear Jew to the club.
I swear to God, like the next motherfucker I need to bring on here is Drew.
Who the fuck is Drew?
Drew's my Jew.
Okay, you my have a Jew. Yes. Okay, you have a Jew.
I have Jews around here.
All right, shit.
Like Oprah, you get a Jew. You get a Jew. You
yes,
get a Jew.
I have a Jew.
You're all getting Jews.
I have a Jew named fucking Drew.
I have one named Sean.
Named Drew. It rhymes.
Yes, and I assure you, he's one of the funniest motherfuckers that I've had to fucking deal with. Like I told you, our last outing was him.
It's not in this house, baby.
Our last outing was us getting blackout drunk for Deadpool 2. But no, but my biggest thing again.
Hey, Whitney Houston was a part of a Deadpool.
Oh my fucking god!
And she lost. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You two motherfuckers are on fire right now. We're not even 15 minutes yet into this
like
shit.
Like a Tibetan monk in the 60s, we're on fire.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, look, that one I kind of feel bad about. That one I feel bad about because he set himself on fire for peace.
It was the 60s. You weren't even fucking born. He
sacrificed himself for world peace. I got to give him credit for that one.
That's what you feel. That's what makes you feel bad about yourself?
What?
Out of all the jokes,
what?
The monks setting themselves on fire.
At least he did something with his life.
Wow. So
that's just blatant disrespect.
Whitney did something with her life. She went to Broad Street and got more crack.
She had a school named after her. She had a whole bunch of girls find their way in life.
That's right, by not being like Whitney Houston.
But you want to know what's funny? I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing Whitney Houston didn't do.
I'm just saying.
I can tell you one thing she didn't do.
We have
about free fucking advertising. Thank you. This guy gets it. He gets it.
I thought you were gonna say rehab.
Wow.
She did do rehab.
When?
I thought she was in and out. Yeah, many times.
And when?
All right. Hold on. Hold on. I made one fucking Whitney Houston reference. This is not about to be a Whitney Houston apologist fucking episode.
Just find better connections.
That's what I'm fucking saying. It happens.
That is
so
true.
Strange's ass.
I mean, Bobby Brown outlived her, so that should tell you anything.
Yeah, it basically lets you fucking
know. Is
Bobby
Brown still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Has anyone heard from him?
Yes, and
should we check on him?
Okay, so I have a funny story real quick to say about it.
Uh-oh.
So the lady... Lady and her homegirls went to Essence Fest down in New Orleans, big music festival and all that shit. He performed there. They said that the performance was fucking terrible. He went on stage and everything was slurring. And they said the most notable thing about the performance was somebody behind them who yelled it out so loud that everybody laughed. They said, "Oh my fucking God, Bobby Brown is higher than a giraffe's pussy." And that shit had everybody dying around them.
Yeah.
Because they said the fucking performance was just that bad. So, if we're going to speak about the Browns.
Wait, how long ago was this?
The Houstons last year. So, you're talking about the Browns, the Houstons, all that sort of shit. Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
They're just falling apart.
Exactly.
Well, at least Bobby doesn't have the kid to worry about to raise.
I mean, you know, the race... I mean, that's another resource he doesn't have to waste money on. So,
give me that inhaler.
Listen, and then Bobby Brown. Listen, and the Brown family is on a secret swim. Two sank. So,
I need an inhaler.
Yeah, but we all knew Bobby Brown could always swim because you saw how much that motherfucker sweated. If he could see through that, he could swim.
Hey, fucking Zagger.
And we chinks.
Yeah, the only thing I was gonna fucking say. Was that you like to just give out free advertising.
And then it turns out
hey,
and you didn't get your dick sucked. pizza.
Listen, it's either free advertising or be like Whitney Houston's crack deal and give out free
Don't try to deflect. From the main issue, bring this shit back. You put advertising.
I did an altruistic thing.
You fucked up. Apologize for the fuck up you did. Move on.
There is no fuck up.
There is a fuck up.
Because I planned this from yesterday.
Until she sucks your dick, there ain't no fuck up.
Wow, I can't.
Wow.
I appreciate his energy about this. That is exactly how I felt this morning. But again, all the medicine just needed to like escape my body. I needed to get everything going.
I was just blindsided. I was like bird boxing this. I just
So then I'll show you the demons. Okay, and I know you guys
fuck with demons.
But I'm gonna show you what happened. I remember picture scenario. Wake up, my black ass rolls over. The first thing I see on here is, hey, something about the podcast. What could this be? A post? Oh, he must be posting about maybe Sanctum something or anything like it. No. I see something about a podcast that's coming out. One that granted doesn't even have a fucking premiere episode. It just has a bunch of fucking pictures of someone in their fucking cutie pie. All I see is this is a podcast that's perfect for the music lover and all of us. Join them weekly as they interview local musicians and talk about everything related to music. 14 fucking hours ago, which if you track that time, 9 in the morning, dude. This motherfucker woke up, washed his ass, got a bagel and some juice, and said, I'm about to get that dick sucked.
But you didn't get that dick sucked, so you had to stroke one out. Did you do that at least?
No.
Tell the crew?
No.
14 fucking hours ago. I liked it. He liked it. She liked it.
Abani liked it.
She fucking got it.
Well, I was trying to be supportive.
Because we were all being supportive of you. Because
none of us knew what
making
the fuck
a play
you
to
doing.
Get your dick sucked.
And even with your support, he never got his dick sucked. So your support doesn't mean shit. He has no game.
I'm always down to trade. I like trading. I will trade.
This whole time, I've just been playing Nintendo Switch and I am having fucking ball right now.
Fabulous Supreme.
So, beyond that shit, this is one of those episodes that I know we're all going to look back at and we're going to have such fucking fond memories over. So, what I want to do,
your
of course,
right
is because I'm so fucking excited because I know Strange right now. Matter of fact, tell me, how are you feeling right now? Like I said, I'm chocked to the gills with like fucking like medicine, so I'm like loving this and swamp juice.
Well, you have a chest cold, right?
Please, move your
cross. Well, you have a chest cold, right?
I appreciate you so much. Not a chest cold.
What is it? Bronchitis?
No, it's not bronchitis. It's a
chest infection.
All sorts of bullshit. So I just gotta be hooked up to a bunch of meds. I'll be alright though. Fuck that.
Born in the '90s, dude. Listen, I'm still surviving.
Chicken pox, measles.
I'm still surprised that you survived the Sergeant General.
Chicken.
That is like amazing.
Really,
I'm from the South Bronx. Chicken pox, measles.
Like, I'm surprised
South
that
Bronx.
You survived the O General.
Dude.
That's amazing.
But see, you motherfuckers are forgetting what I told you. I'm mortal in the state of New Jersey. Come on, dude. I went days without this treatment, which means technically they told me, they're like, dude, your oxygen supply. When they did the little test, they show you the test the way the shit was. There's a red test, there's yellow, and there's green on the breather tube. I was like halfway below the red. Or surviving without like a fucking quarter of like air supply.
Yeah, but the reason you're surviving, you're a real man. It's not like a motherfucker giving away free advertising.
He's bringing it back.
Oh,
home.
Jesus Christ.
This guy is fucking good. Love this guy. Oh my, dude, sincerely, you're gonna need a lot of gift certificates to fucking Denny's. I'm sorry that you get hit with all of these motherfucking grand slams. But you know what? You don't realize how much.
What is shit with mice?
How much. Fuck it, you know what?
I deserve this. I deserve it.
This is a heroin moment. Excuse me.
Yeah. I deserve it.
Goddamn.
Yeah, he said
I deserve it. After years, I deserve it.
So should we just focus on him?
You know what? Fuck it. I have something even better than him. And this guy is amazing. We are going to go to our favorite state.
Yes.
It's not even
just
here.
Penny.
Can you just guess what our favorite state is? It's my random choice.
Henny.
Deep South. This thing Deep South. Like think. As a matter of fact, yeah, I want to test your mind and see how much more connected we are, because I know you're also in the DMT realm and all this shit. So I'm staying with you. Oh, they got motherfucking Henny in here.
Oh God,
you motherfuckers! Oh, yeah. Like, I understand there's a bunch of black people around.
No. You're in House of a Russian. Henny, cognac in general. Oh, okay. Usually...
I always thought Henny was like a black Filipino Latino thing.
No, this is Russian.
Okay,
gotcha.
Oh, so we've been perpetrating for years. We've been perpetrating.
If you had to call one state in the continental U.S. a shithole, what would that state be?
Florida.
Boom! That's where we're going.
We're all Jews go to die.
It's the land of the Jews, Haitians, Cubans.
Oh, I almost said some left shit, bro. I'm good. I'm so good.
This is beautiful. So, yes.
I'm so good.
We're in the realm. We are all one hive mind.
I almost said some left shit.
Weird news.
I'm thinking you're wanting to drink some neat Henny. And I bring over a whole bottle. I'm willing to, like, pour right in front of
you. AK is fucking zigging and zagging as we're just zooming right now down the line. There's Henny in the background. And right now, we are taking a fucking trip.
Any healing almost happened.
To the fucking Sunshine State.
Yeah.
Because we're speaking about Florida.
We're trying to be light, right? Light.
Yeah.
Light.
In the Sunshine State.
Go to Florida.
Yes. The fucking Sunshine State. It's been a minute. This is a throwback to season 1, 2, 3 with that crazy chick we used to record with. All of that shit. So this is a mean throwback.
I hope I never become that crazy chick that you used to record with.
Come on, dude.
Lord.
No.
I'm just here for the fun.
No. Family.
You're just here for the honey?
And the Henny.
look, we had a few crazy chicks that we used to record with.
Anyways.
Anything's possible.
No. You are not doing that.
So Supreme does not support this anything is possible.
No.
I just made the biggest mistake of a lifetime.
I heard wife time.
Now we're just hearing other words? Stop it.
So what I'll talk about is this.
You gotta remember, Evie's a smooth operator.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Also, another thing to mention is today is also Sade Adu's 60th birthday. Yes. So a fucking legend. So, yeah. Yes. So the whole way through, he and I were saying a bunch of Sade puns in the back of the car.
It was hilarious.
Much to his chagrin. So I forgot how we got on it. And I remember we were fucking sitting there just like, oh, yeah, that fucking Sade, because I'll show her the fucking sweetest taboo.
That's right.
Because
her love is king.
And I said, and I'm like, fuck that. I'll show her no ordinary love, motherfucker. And it got so bad that as we were going into it, Supreme just takes the music that he was listening to and puts it to the absolute maximum to drown us the fuck out. And it was the funniest fucking thing.
And the whole time, I bet you're wearing that mask.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. I really, really was in the back of the car. So
he's got
was,
like a full face mask. That
what is that? Ghost from Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Right?
Quiet as kept. I have a collection of masks. I just want to keep building up on it.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
to
like the next one. Yeah, the next one's gonna be fucking dope as well. I got a couple. So yeah. Oh.
Well, maybe I should wear like a different wig. Well, now I feel like I need to up my game. Now I need like wigs and.
Shit. I come through masks. You know, candor.
Maybe I'll wear
secrets and shit.
I'll do an assortment.
There you go.
Of gloves.
Well, so long as you just don't, you know, find yourself being a teacher in Florida that you know smear shit in parks before a fucking child's birthday party. So, this was a substitute teacher who was reportedly angry at a school principal who had rented the park pavilion. So, shout out to Huffington Post, which some people call left-wing, left-leaning, liberal, libtard trash. Fuck all that. This shit is some funny shit here. It says, a substitute teacher in Florida was so angry with the principal that she smeared human feces around a Sarasota park pavilion that the principal would have rented for her child's birthday party, law officer said. So, now here's where you get me fucked up. They say she smeared human feces. So was it her shit?
Yeah, right.
And then on top of that, then it says that she was mad at the principal had rented for her child's birthday party. So I don't know if I need to read this further to see the context of like, all right, this chick was mad. Fuck this principal, dude. I'm just going to take some shit, smear it all over the fucking park, even if it is my kid's birthday, because fuck him.
Wait, is it
That is.
I think it's the principal's son's birthday.
It might be. I'm trying to see now.
Is the principal a guy or a dude?
Well, let me see real quick. It says, it says, let me see, 42 faces a single count of criminal mischief over $1,000, released on $2,500 bond. Authorities say they became aware of the incident last month when a witness reported seeing a woman wearing blue gloves and a mask, placing human waste and fecal matter on the porous wooden tables and grills. Oh, shit.
Oh, she went in.
Yeah, she went in. And then it says, he was shocked and appalled when he went to the pavilion and saw what happened. The smell hit me, and I noticed she did it to every table. It was a mixture of piss and feces, and she had it in a big cup and was just pouring it out and wiping it in. Let's see. Authorities interviewed the principal in Sarasota, who told them she had reserved the pavilion for her daughter's birthday party. That's what it was. So she's got a beef with her female boss, and she knew that her boss was renting out this park for her kid's birthday party. So she's like, all right, fuck you and your kid. I'm coming through with piss and shit. Have fun with that.
Wow.
Talk about being pissed off.
That is definitely headlining.
It obviously has nothing to do with the kid. The kid is just subject.
Yeah,
an innocent bystander.
The kid is subject as a bystander and has to deal with this traumatization, but hopefully the kid has a young enough birthday where he can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact of the matter is, who knows if she was a ton of a principal
never know
or not, says. Or if it was personal or whatever, but I'm sure that there was beef to begin with, and this is the only way. I guarantee you the piss shit cunt smear over there fucking thought she would get away with it because she's a stupid fucking bitch to go there.
Yeah.
She got caught, obviously.
Yeah,
if she was smart, she would have fucking went through the principal's desk, searched the files, maybe went through a phone or figured out what was going on, and pre-smeared the shit in piss.
Exactly, and that's what I was thinking. I'm like, wait a minute. If I know you're going to do something, I'm going to do it in advance.
If it was me and I really had beef with my boss and what the fuck was going on,
tell him.
Let me tell you, I'd fucking taint the grill, taint where people are sitting because, you know, shit, piss, fucking pink eye, fucking who knows what the fuck you get. But small doses,
staff.
Not mass amounts where it can be hidden.
I'm pretty sure it's like
small spread out doses so
Hep
people
C.
actually get this.
That's going to cause Hep B.
Hep B, like, yeah, you get
but
a lot.
You don't make it so obvious. You have to pre-plan this stuff out. If you have that much of a fucking issue with your goddamn boss, make him suffer, but plan it out. Be strategic.
Yeah, you're right. I'm right there with you. In other words, if you're going to do something wrong,
do
the shit right. That's it.
I mean, she did shit right. I mean,
yeah, she just went about spreading it wrong. That's
I mean,
it.
Talk about having a pissy attitude.
Oh, that was shitty. That was terrible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Have the winner. As we're rounding out motherfucking Florida. Now, first of all, I got to say, I'm actually really proud of the unique nature of this. Because this is also from HuffPo as well. Florida man threatens to kill neighbor with kindness, the name of his machete. Okay, so to confirm, the word kindness was written on the weapon.
Oh.
It's written on there.
Oh, because it's etched in.
Yeah, it's etched in.
So he's about this.
A Florida man is behind bars after he allegedly threatened to kill his neighbor with kindness. It's not what you think. Kindness is what the 30-year-old suspect calls his machete. It says, this guy, Milton, was arrested on Thursday for an incident that allegedly happened Wednesday evening. It began when two of the neighbors went to the suspect's house concerned about yelling and banging that had come from home all day. Then he came out the house with an arm raised holding a machete which had the word kindness written on it. One of the neighbors stepped in front of the other to block the blade and suffered a half inch cut on his hand. Okay, so this motherfucker was coming at people with this already. So, cut some dude's hand. Then it said the sheriff department was called, deputies arrived and arrested him. They said that he smelled of alcohol, and he had to be stunned with a taser before he was put inside a patrol car. So this dude was already full gore, already as it was. He's cutting motherfuckers, he's drunk, and he's banging around, you know what the fuck's going on. And then it says, police also said he had to be hobbled after kicking inside the car and banging his head. So yeah, so this motherfucker's full gore with this shit. So it says on Thursday he was booked Santa Rosa jail on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill. Which is strange,
because
he said he's going to kill you with the fucking blade.
With kindness.
And, yeah, with kindness. I really like that. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he's great. What an
aggravated battery. He reminds behind bars, and he's still behind bars in lieu of the $10,000 bail. Some pretty lit shit there.
Well, I definitely know a few people I would kill with kindness.
You know, it's I'm trying to think right now, because in Florida, you can have machetes. That's just like a thing. Yeah, so that's like a thing.
You can have machetes here.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah. You can go to Home Depot and buy machetes.
There's no license or anything like that.
No, it's
you,
not.
But you can't carry it. You can't, like, carry it like you would, say,
there's no open pocket. There's no open weapon carry in New Jersey.
Yeah. At least not yet.
No, it's not going to be. Northeast, there's not going to be any open carry. Gun laws are really strict up there.
The only legitimate carry weapon issue in New Jersey with blades is switchblades, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, because I got a ticket.
And the blade can't be longer than, I think, like your four fucking fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's longer than your four fingers, you're going down with that shit.
But that's a carry thing.
Yeah, that's a carry thing, yeah.
He wanted to kill him with kindness, he wanted to kill him with kindness. If he was making that much noise, the whole thing where this one comes down to is the fact that when they came to his door to fucking bitch about the noise, did they step over the door? Did they invade the privacy or not?
Yeah.
He gave them the pre-authority threat that he was going to slice them.
And you know, then they probably all thought, oh, fuck you.
Because, no, but let me tell you something, because this is where homeboy fucked up. He has a machete named Kindness. I appreciate that. That fucking takes a lot of thought, thinking, and fucking definitely confidence and love for that goddamn machete.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, where he fucked up, he didn't sharpen it enough. Because it would be more than a half inch cut.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's the thing.
If you think about it, if you're coming at somebody with a fucking, and you only do half an inch, that's like.
Well, first off, to do a half an inch and just get a half an inch, just from my weapon experience, if it was a sharp blade, it would have gone right through.
At first, I thought you were going to hit us with the salon experience, like, oh, just a half inch off top. He's like, yes.
No, with my
literal weapon experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you definitely mentioned you know a katana master and shit as well.
That's my dad, yeah. And
But then you mentioned the woman.
Yeah, she is from Tennessee, and she's the baddest bitch
ever. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So the thing is, you know your way around weapons.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my whole thing about this whole story is that if he threatened with kindness, it was obviously before the incident that happened, or days before, they threatened about the machete, because that's the title on the thing.
Yeah.
He threatened to kill with kindness.
Yeah.
Nobody would title an article that, obviously this was a pre-existing issue and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and probably some fucking young Jews that fucking went there and didn't like the news music. But he obviously threatened with kindness.
Those goddamn yuppies.
This isn't the first time they fucking came to bitch about the fucking noise, because he threatened with kindness in the past.
He probably did. I think my biggest thing is, like, all right, I'm thinking most instances, if I'm worried about noises and banging and all that shit, I'm not going to your fucking house to go do something about it.
I'm calling the cops to fucking get someone to see what the bang is, because who knows if he's chopping up a dead body, fucking a goat, whatever the fuck it might be.
It is Florida.
Banging.
It is Florida. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of shit is open.
So those guys put themselves in their place to get a half inch cut. And believe me, I'll tell you something, come to my fucking place, I can cut a lot better and a lot neater, and fucking, it's not called kindness.
I'm still stuck on the guy who threw an alligator through the fucking drive-thru at McDonald's in Florida.
Florida man. Yeah,
that's right,
Florida man. Florida man's here to fuck up your fast.
There is literally, I don't know, there's nothing you can tell me to top that.
Yeah,
nothing.
No, I think that actually really does.
And as we've come to see, Florida has just got, it's not even a bum rap, that's just its fucking history now. It's just like the craziest shit goes down in Florida. Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
And I think it's the motherfuckers don't have to worry about the income tax down there. And it's the heat. And it's just, it's so much shit.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Yeah, why are you worrying about income tax?
Yeah, dude, you just go down there and just ball. You just go out the ball out. That's why you see motherfuckers go to retire. They go down there and ball out. Fuck the income tax. Like, fuck it. That's why most athletes, they play for Florida teams. Who the fuck? You think motherfuckers want to play for the Dolphins? The Jaguars, the Buccaneers.
Dolphins.
No, they're down there because that $50 million contract, that's theirs.
That's
all theirs when they go down there. Yeah. And then whatever they got to give to agents and shit. But that's really a thing.
That's why Florida's done with the retirement.
Florida man vapes semen.
This is where we're at now. Let me tell you, from fucking being the token fucking Jew on this fucking chat right now, I'll tell you, even the Jews wised up. They know they got to fucking retire now in the Carolinas or Arizona where it's cheap, because they don't even want to be with those bumblefuck motherfuckers.
That actually is very true.
It really is. And I know this because girl's got a bunch of property down in South Carolina, and that shit is starting to be bought the fuck up. A whole lot of it, those
South
private
Carolina
communities.
Is very up and coming as far as real
you know,
estate is concerned.
I'm telling you, I was down there for that stretch of time. It's not bad. I just always fear those fucked up 2 to 3 left turns, and you're like, oh,
well,
shit.
Can we talk about Florida Man headlines? Because I got 6 in front of me that I have very strong feelings about. One of them happens to be Florida Man on drugs kills imaginary friend and turns himself in.
Where the fuck is this?
Is this Tallahassee?
Imagine
Florida.
Is this real? Is this a real story?
I don't know.
Make sure this is a real story, please.
No. Yeah, that's my whole shit, because my biggest thing is the cops would immediately just say, let's come here for a second.
It's all there, man.
We need to sit down.
I'm about to sift through these, because I'm concerned.
I am concerned for the state of Florida. And the state of Florida.
He's playing a song that describes the South.
Oh, god damn it.
Is this dueling banjos?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. You know what? Oh my god, of all fucking movies, Deliverance. Jesus. Terrible.
You know, Ashley, you got a real pretty mouth.
Squeal, piggy, squeal.
That's so fucked up.
It had to kill me.
Fuck is good. Suck is good.
You gonna have to kill me, brother.
Alani, have you seen Deliverance? Do you know what it's about?
I don't want to.
It's a lovely movie. No. It's about these city folk that go to, like, go rafting in the South, and then they get raped and abducted by hillbillies.
Sounds like
I say it's pretty much the hill have eyes.
Except it's real.
Except it's real, which makes it really more fucked up than the hill have eyes. So that's the exact reason why I definitely
never
let the dueling banjos go. Because yeah, that right there is right up fucking strange.
It's very rapey right now. The speed.
Yeah,
is very rapey.
I could never finish this movie.
This banjo.
It's frightening.
It's frightening. I'm scared. Whenever I hear a banjo,
So I have a question. Are ukuleles like the hipster version of banjos?
Yes, they are.
Don't fuck yourself, Mr. Free Advertisement for no blowjob.
Yo, you are pretty much like an AR who said, I'm going to give you a contract opportunity. Just sign on that dotted line. And a dotted line happens to just be a little print right there where your dick is.
This motherfucker.
The dotted line is my dick.
He's like Inglourious Bastards, Colonel Hans Landau. He doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself till it comes down to the fucking point where he needs to take care of something.
You know, at that point, you are the Christoph Waltz of this shit.
Exactly.
I am offended, okay?
I mean, he's a fucking prolific actor. I mean, he killed that fucking role. I'm sorry. Just call him for what it is.
No
pun was
intended.
Was he the Jew Hunter? Was that his
name? Yeah.
Dude, oh, fucking lit.
Oh, the Jew Hunter? The one from...
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. Oh, God. He was a fabulous
character. Fucking fabulous character.
Yeah. Except the issue is the first time the Jew comes to the chat, he kills the Jew Hunter. Wow. So he's more like Marvin from Pulp Fiction who gets his fucking brain shot out. Then they have to fucking figure out about his
body.
Do you
know what I think is happening right now? So let me tell you something. So let me go ahead and check my Instagram real quick. Let you know. Because I know AK, you're going to appreciate this as well. Spiritual Advisor tagged me to this shit, so I'm going like partially Deep Space Cosmic. What I got is currently right now 0 planets in retrograde. So all major planets in our solar system are now traveling direct. This will change on March 4th and the 5th when Mercury turns retrograde. This means we're now in a rare port of opportunity, possibility where we are capable of creating, manifesting, whatever we choose to focus on. This is a magical chapter, so use this powerful cosmic flow to set transformational intentions, start new projects, break habits, make life-changing decisions, and begin anew. We're in a period of amazing luck and fortune, peace, harmony, and alignment of a time when wishes come true. Dream big and know the universe is supporting you.
So at this fucking moment, right now, Strange is getting a mean ass slam of slams. The fucking planets have aligned for what's happening right now. You're going to look back on this particular recording tonight, this episode. I know you're going to just...
Oh, no. Love. I'm winning this battle. Because I'm scarring Evie for life.
Don't show a deliverance, you weird fuck. Not in the middle of the fucking recording.
So I always win. I always win.
That's the Capricorn. That's the Capricorn.
Yeah, yeah, Evie gets pretty bad, like I said. It's
so hurt from life. Well, I'm
the hill you're going to live on, and die on is that. Is that
oh, no. Because I know in the end, I always win no matter what.
You know,
I don't have to say anything because I'm going to win this game.
We'll see.
This is like
this motherfucker's Conor McGregor on Floyd Mayweather.
I'm always gonna win.
Watching. Well, she's got the headphones on. That's why she's fucked. So she can hear it. So, I mean, the fucked up thing with him is that I'll put it to you this way.
I say take it off.
I bust his balls with it because I saw and I knew what the intentions were. I just had to make fun of him over it because he did it so sly. And I was thinking to myself like, oh, okay, this dude's cross branding. He's doing this shit. But when
we're getting progressive.
Yeah, and that's my thing. I looked at it. I was like, all right, cool. This is a good little marketing tactic. This is some way to build on a brand. And I was like, wait, fuck all that stupid shit. This motherfucker's out here trying to get his dick wet. Wetter. The wettest.
I don't know who you're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
Dunking it in.
I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent double. Christian man.
He's saying lies.
Being persecuted by all these, by Monty Wilson.
Fucking me. Up like a fucking man to defend yourself.
Oh no!
We know what we do with guests. We always allow for folks to come on, talk their shit because this is the round table of shit talking. So we support that kind of shit, no matter what the case, no matter what the instance. Oh. We're going to let you speak your piece, let you do all of that kind of shit. So right now, he's being a sport about it because we don't normally bust his balls. I'm just loving this opportunity.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to let them all get their licks in.
Because it was so just fucking funny that the first thing at like 9 this morning when I rolled the fuck over out of bed was just check to see like, oh, we're giving out free advertising in this motherfucker. So that was just too funny. Somehow that went from talking about Whitney Houston to then going about the Houstons and Browns and then going all the way down to the lovely fucking Sunshine State. I can tell you right now, as far as stimulation is concerned, I'm like, at this point. I kind
of
just
feel
like...
I miss this. I want more of this.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, dude. Anything else from here is just going to be either substance supported or like me feeding off of energy. Like I'm calling you Jew bastard because that's how you want to. I'm fueling off the Jew bastard right now and his energy. His energy is popping right now. Everybody's chill. You know, Vandy's been scarred. That's all right. It happens. Congratulations.
She's just a babe.
It happens.
She's a mere babe in the woods.
No place for a boy. Boy. So, yeah, shit happens. Boy. So, yeah, so, you know, Supreme's over there doing the damn thing. Chilling on his fucking Switch. Love him in his most natural state. Fucking, you know, fucking Strange is on his phone just trying to think about how he can consolidate all of this into his mind. And, yeah, can you, we're just chilling right now.
Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time right now. I like this. I want it to stay like this.
Yeah. As I sit here, I'm kind of like, well, shit. I'm just so glad I brought my motherfucking inhaler. I'm going to run through some clicks today.
Yeah.
I want to say, as far as the episodes, this felt like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and just speak straight. Strange, this is one of those, like, episodes that we've always kind of experienced a little bit, but not really, because it always starts off really light.
It's
always
by
like
the time this episode's over, it's gonna be about 5 minutes.
Nah, it's like 40-some-odd minutes.
The time I added all this down, it's like 5 minutes.
Here's the thing. I'm perfectly fine with it being short and sweet because, you know, it was a light week. Does anybody have anything to share? Feelings, thoughts, expressions, opinions? Before we convene on what I think was a nice callback to, you know, kind of the crazy, the deranged, the ill taboos. Because here's my thing, all right? And I'm just going to say this. This is the hill I'm going to die on. I don't mind sharing your feelings, your thoughts, and all those things that brought us closer. I just know that there was that lowest common denominator that people are like, when are y'all going to be getting on the fucked up shit? And I knew it was going to come eventually. I knew that part was coming. It was just a matter of not necessarily when, but I knew the dark episode was coming.
The timing had to be right.
The time. This motherfucker. This whole week, all I've been saying to people is timing is everything. So that's the mantra for this week. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Timing is everything. So this is the perfect fucking time for it. So yes. Otherwise, folks, unless there was anything else you guys would have lovely wanted to add, you're going to throw the homie, you know, Lucy.
Nope, let's just get Satan. Kinky and crazy. Listen,
praise Satan.
There it is. Boom.
Praise Lucifer.
Chaos reigns.
Boom.
Chaos reigns. We're pretty simple people. We just like two things. Satan, Lucifer.
I thought you were saying cheesy bread.
Cheesy bread is delicious. Garlic bread is great too.
Yeah, it depends where you get it from.
This bread's delicious.
I haven't had it. I'm like totally done with like food and shit. I'm so good. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Initially, I was going to bring fucking chili, but I forgot because certain fuck was rushing me about bringing my laptop, which look.
Say it's going to be lit tomorrow.
And this guy's over here already still talking about business, prototypical dude. I wish you would have thought about that before you were getting out that free advertising this morning. Since now I'm saying you wouldn't be thinking about business. Yeah, I'm making sure to bring it all back full circle.
We're doing that.
I promise you. I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm telling you. Pancakes or waffles for your grand slam. But otherwise, this has been fucking real. This has been beautiful. I know you guys. Our time is up for this particular segment. But I would like to thank everybody that's been here. All of the guests, the constant, you know, reoccurring family, the listeners, everybody for your fucking feedback. Folks who have been leaving me comments, because I've gotten so many comments from the podcast. I've heard folks say, like, hey, you know, a bunch of people were hoping that you were okay from the one episode.
Yeah, it was so, very, I got a lot of, like, oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah,
like,
because,
how is she? Like,
that's
the feedback I got.
Yeah, because even B heard it, and you know, B, her biggest thing is like, I want to say B's kind of like that quiet manager we don't know we actually have. You know what B is like? B for me is almost like, you know, whenever you work for a store, like, oh yeah, we're going to call corporate.
B's corporate.
So B's almost like my corporate. So she was just like, so is Ashley okay? I was like, yeah, she's like, you sure? Because her background's in crisis management.
Yeah.
Different things like it. So she understands all that kind of shit. So she was like, you know, is she okay? You sure she's okay? You guys spoke with her? You know, she need time, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I think we're good. You know, if something comes up, she would let us know. So, you know, folks were definitely trying to make sure you're okay. Folks like, you know, Eve coming in and expressing some of her insight upon these things, you know. They like you girls on the fucking podcast. Fucking broads. This was once a thing for us. And now they're here. You know, now they're here.
Need a mask with.
Part of this fucking.
We're here to cause trouble. Chaos reigns.
Damn it.
Chaos reigns. Hey guys, guess what? This happened years ago. I'm okay. Just letting you all know.
Them and their fucking.
And you're welcome for sharing that. Because it's good when people share.
Yeah.
And don't be scared to share.
I don't know. Don't ever be scared to share. Definitely speak your motherfucking pieces. But otherwise, I think we're good. Any other closing thoughts, please? I need to go out on like a Vegas exit. And before I ask for the Vegas exit that's waiting there, somebody ask. Don't be shy. Close us out with a nice little something something.
I am on drugs.
Woo!
Woo!
If you want to know if someone really loves you, you do anal with no lube.
And on that note, that is exactly how we do this.
Yeah.
This has been another.
Yo, my ex really did love me.
That's crazy. She loved a lot of other people too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Okay, and on that note, I'm going to say that this has been a beautiful podcast. Yeah. How dare you, sir? All right, but it's nice to see you finally got your head out of those grand
slams. Oh, yeah,
slams.
And you don't get that because you piggybacked off of me. You don't get that. Thank you.
Eskimo, bro!
I mean, I wouldn't be the only one.
Eskimo, bro!
No, you don't get that.
How dare you? Everything you showed tonight, you're a fucking fagless. You still never got fucking any goddamn header.
This is beautiful.
Got him.
Oh, no.
Bring it.
Oh, no. I play the long game.
Okay.
To make up for your
I watched the long game because it ain't the size of your dick, obviously.
Ooh,
wow.
Right at him. And with that, my friends, we are out. We are out.
I am here with the ever talented David Strange, Ashley Supreme.
Hola.
Featured, of course, on this lovely podcast as well is.
AK.
As well as.
Jew Bastard.
And, of course, also regularly.
Evie.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.